Hi there, everyone. I'm talking to Karen Penfold, who's the owner of Four Daughters, a South Queensland grazier. Karen, first off, just tell us about you and your business, Four Daughters, and I'd be interested in how did you get to that name?
Hi, Ross. We are graziers and farmers in southwest Queensland. We're about 450 kilometres due west of Brisbane. I was the city girl that married the farmer many years ago. I wasn't from the land, but I've learnt to love it, and I've learned a lot of new skills. Our background was farming to start with. We were saying back in 98, 99, we had a really good season in 98 and had a whole lot of grain on the ground stored. And then in 99, I think we were followed pretty sharply by a drought. So again, Australia being drought to flooding rains and farmers being problem solvers, I suppose we started feeding cattle way back then when feeding cattle wasn't really a common practice. We kept refining feeding cattle and paddocks, and eventually we did turn to full-time feedlotting of our cattle. We now are predominantly, we're a backgrounding and breeding and feedlotting enterprise. And we do supply beef through to a large domestic supermarket every week, approximately about 150 head a week to a large domestic supermarket.
That's great. I was going to just say, having met you, I know there's a fair bit of ambition about what you want to achieve with Four Daughters. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
So, yes, we're very blessed to have four daughters come into our world. And incredibly, we've also been just amazed that our four daughters genuinely are passionate about agriculture. The four of them did attend boarding school in Brisbane, and that just really highlighted for them, I suppose, their absolute love and passion of the land and living in that rural lifestyle. In 2018, at Beef Week, my husband did meet a Chinese couple who were looking for a branded beef product. And as we sort of were in that feedlotting industry and they're looking for 150-day grain-fed Black Angus, he proceeded to tell them it was his lucky day and we could probably work something out. And they were from Wuhan in China. Then they did visit us a number of times over the next 12 months as we worked with them to sort of help them understand about beef production. And they were blown away by the fact we had, first of all, four redhead daughters. But then we had four daughters who would just work and you know, they were younger even then and drive tractors, mixers, be in cattle yards, motorbikes, do whatever had to be done. And then in this house, everyone has to chip in as well inside. So they'd come home and contribute to the meals and any washing or whatever had to be done. So they were absolutely amazed by these four girls. So they were the real inspiration that they wanted to have a brand of beef after them. And originally it was to be four sisters, but after looking into the legal side of things in China, we had to go with four daughters.
It's amazing. It's great to have the four daughters with the name associated with it. And interesting enough, you talked about Wuhan, the epicenter of COVID-19. Tell us a little bit about what has the arrival of the pandemic meant for your business and how has it affected it, Karen?
Ross, it's been a roller coaster, quite an amazing journey, and no one would ever in a million years have believed it possible. We have spent a week in Wuhan back in the beginning of 2019. You know, when we're speaking to business associates, we're fully aware of their environment and where they're living. And we sort of heard about this early December, actually, of that 2019, when they sort of said there was a bit of a virusy thing going around. Like every day, like anybody in business, trying to solve problems. That's what business people do. Problems, solutions. And anyone in agriculture knows that that's really what you do every day of your life.
Finally, Karen, look, we do a lot of research around what makes businesses better and what we can do to help. But what would be a couple of things that would make it easier or better for businesses, particularly in agriculture, to encourage growth in our agricultural sector? What are the couple of things that you'd say, these are the things we need to do?
Yeah, look, Ross, I definitely have a couple of suggestions there. So it's great to have an ear and somewhere to share them with. Twofold, first of all, in relation to obviously employment and keeping which is a challenge across every industry. But we would love to see Australia sort of got a model that New Zealand has, where New Zealand does have apprenticeships in beef, sheep and dairy. With the loss of, you know, the agricultural colleges, which was our practical workplace for young people that really didn't want to be at school or it wasn't the right place for them even post-school, they're not there anymore. There's so much support from government for apprenticeships, but they're still in your traditional trades. So I think maybe from COVID, as we say, we actually know the most important thing that we all need in life is food. So if the government could really, really maybe even look at the New Zealand model, and can we have agricultural apprenticeships? You know, we'd take on an apprentice in agriculture and feedlotting tomorrow if there was support for that. I think that's just, it's a bit left field, but I think it's something that needs to be considered. That was my first one. In relation to business growth, as we said, our brand Four Daughters is about the next generation. It's about security and future of food production in Australia, and not just Australia, the world. We are doing a lot of succession planning and looking at building business. In doing that, we're coming across a lot of challenges in relation to the small business threshold of $10 million turnover. In agriculture, it is very easy to hit that $10 million turnover with the value of commodities and beef. That small business capital gains tax threshold is also sitting at a net asset value of $6 million. So for us to keep growing, to keep expanding, you know, we would love to see those figures revisited to help still farming families grow. So that was my two little suggestions.
Thank you, Karen. I really appreciate the suggestions, because we're always very happy to feed those into both federal and state level governments, who actually have been very interested in listening. Even more so over COVID, because they want businesses to get going in. But nice to also to talk to somebody that's on the land, Four Daughters involved in the business, and you know, Southwest Queensland doing a fantastic job. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you for spending your time with us.
No, Ross, thank you for taking your time to talk with me. And look, we do work closely with the National Bank, so we. Yeah, we appreciate, as we said, they're just really a part of our management team and our growth team, and how we go forward and get through succession and how we keep building in agriculture and, bottom line, providing food for the nation. Thank you.
Thank you.